Hi, my name is Randy. Do I have Becky on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Becky. This is about an inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you or anybody you know take that Depo and get ill?
I did.
What happened to you, young lady?
I got it every 3 months, and I went to the OGBYN. They told me to get off that shot immediately.
Okay. Did they say why?
Because I'm constantly getting headaches and like migraine headaches, and
Well,
then it messed with my spine.
did they diagnose you with meningioma?
Yeah.
They did. Do you know, like, the dates that you got diagnosed and all that?
No, I don't
Okay.
even remember.
How long ago do you think it was?
About 10 years ago, and
Okay.
I still have these migraines every once in a while.
What did they do for the meningioma? Did they just monitor it and keep an eye on it? Are you supposed to go back and get it checked? Tell me.
They didn't even monitor me or anything like that.
Okay. When's the last time you went to the doctor, young lady?
I don't remember.
I'm so sorry for you. If you could remember the dates and where you got the diagnosis of meningioma, and I can get away with if you know where, I can get away without having the actual doctor. But if you came up with that, I could
Well,
help you file a claim.
I was at a group home about
Okay.
5 years ago, 10 years ago. There was a nurse there that got it from the doctor because they're licensed nurse, and they gave
Okay.
it to me
Okay.
every 3 months.
That's in a group home. I get why. But let me ask you a question. Where did you get the diagnosis of meningioma at?
Piedmont Hospital in Jasper, Georgia.
And how long ago was that?
That was right after she got out of the group home.
Yes, because I
What year would that have been?
20.
She got out of there when she was 18.
Okay, I'm glad she got out. Okay.
It was because I graduated high school in 2009.
Okay.
So it'd
Are
have to be.
the two of you the same age, sir?
I'm older than her. I'm her
Okay.
husband.
Okay. Nice to meet you. My name is Randy Reese. Listen, Pfizer has started paying out on these claims, and if she does have a diagnosis of meningioma, do you guys want to see real quick if you meet the criteria? And if you don't, you'll know what you need to come up with to meet the criteria. Do you got a minute to
I
talk
know
to
I
me?
graduated in 2009. We got together after that. No, it wasn't after that. I'd go and see her in the group home.
Okay, and you graduated in 09. Were you already graduated when you went and saw her?
Yes.
Okay, so was that a year after you graduated? Maybe 2010, do you think?
About 2010, 2011, somewhere like in there.
Okay, now let me go back though, because what's really most important is if you guys would be able to tell me when she got diagnosed over there at Piedmont.
I took her to Piedmont. I took her over there.
Hold on a second. Let me pull something up. What's it called? Piedmont Memorial Hospital?
Yes,
Yeah.
it's in Jasper, Georgia.
It's in Jasper, Georgia.
Okay. There's also one in North Carolina. There it is, Jasper, Georgia. Okay, it's called Piedmont Mountainside.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
it.
Okay. All right. Now, let me just make sure. Miss Franklin,
Yes.
that is where you got diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know when you got diagnosed with meningioma?
I think it was in March.
Yeah, it was March.
March the 9th.
Of what year? This year? Last year?
No, it was last year.
Last year.
Okay, so March of 2023 you got diagnosed.
Yeah, right. 2023, yeah.
All right, I think I might be able to help you guys with this. Let me start at the beginning here. Okay, again, I told you my name is Randy Reese, and I'm going to text you my contact information. It is Reese like the peanut butter cups, okay, you guys?
All right.
Now, let me send that over to you. Hold on a second. 256, just to confirm, 256-470-0088, is that your number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sending it right now, ma'am. Okay, now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, now, have you guys already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Well, I talked to the other one a couple days ago,
and he said he couldn't do nothing for her.
Okay, so you've not signed any documents, though, correct?
The what?
So here's the question. Are you guys willing to affirm under penalty that you've not got representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Is that, you're willing to affirm that? You've not signed any documents?
No, we have not signed no documents.
Okay. So, let me move this out of the way. Ms. Franklin, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And did you take the meningioma, were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year? In other words, how long did you take the Depo-Provera for?
It was like, all I can remember, it was like every 3 months. So I got it almost about 2 years.
Okay, so you got it for 2 years.
Yes.
And then, so you had taken meningioma for at least 1 year when you got the diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now was that meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Both of them.
Okay. And so it spread a little bit. I'm so sorry. Now, you, just to confirm, you guys told me that you got your diagnosis in March of last year.
Yes.
Do you remember, was it the beginning of the month, middle of the month, just for a date? It doesn't have to be exact.
I think it was like in the middle of the month.
Okay, so the 15th would be a good start, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what's your date of birth, young lady?
129-1999.
A saw went off, so let me make sure I have that right. 129-1999, correct?
Yes.
Oh, you have a birthday coming up. Now,
yes.
Do you know anybody else who used the Depo-Provera and was also injured by this?
Yes.
Okay. I did send you my contact information. Could you please pass on my information to anyone else you know who was injured, please, and let me help them too, okay?
Okay.
Now, did they tell you you were getting Depo-Provera?
They really didn't show me what it was.
Okay. So, but you do know that it was Depo-Provera. It was,
Yes.
Okay. And as far as you know, it was not the generic. It was the Depo, correct?
It wasn't the generic. It was like, I don't know if they noticed, but I did look on their desk to see what it was.
Uh-huh.
It was Depo-Provera.
Okay. Thank you. Now, did you use it? You did already answer this, but did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And can you confirm that within a year you had at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date? So
that I wouldn't remember.
Well, you told me that you used it between 2010 and, well, this is what your husband said, that you were on the Depo when he used to come and see you in 2010 and you were on it in 2009. And as far as he knew, you used it all the way up to 2011. So for 2 years, you did use the Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So as far as you could remember, you started using the Depo-Provera. Would this be around 2009 from what your husband told me earlier?
Yes.
Okay. And that probably would have been, boy, they started you young on that stuff, didn't they?
They sure did.
Do you remember, was it the beginning of the year, middle of the year, beginning of the school year? Do you remember, Prox, just your best guess, as best as you can remember, when they started you on that, what time of the year it was?
When I was in school.
Okay, so it probably would have been sometime after, maybe September, correct?
Yes.
Okay, 2009. Thank you for that. Hold on, let me fix that. And again, I took that based on what your husband told me previously, that you were on the depo when he graduated in high school in 2009. So you probably were on it before that, but that's okay. And then 2010 and then 2011, as best as you can remember, is when you stopped using the depo, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That is when you stopped using it then. And that was like right when you got, when did you turn 18?
2018.
Okay. Did they keep you on the depo all the way till 2018?
Yes.
Oh man, that's like 10 years?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And then when you turned 18, that was the last time you used the depo then, right before that, correct?
Well, they kept giving it to me when I was 19.
Okay.
And then I eventually told them it's time to stop it.
Good for you.
Stuff to me, you know?
Okay. So that would have been in 2019. So maybe about June of 2019, that's the end of the school year?
Yes.
Are you thinking?
Yes.
Okay. And that's of 2019, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then meningioma was your diagnosis. Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And please spell your first name for me.
B-E-C-K-Y.
And please spell your last name for me, Becky.
F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N.
Thank you, Ms. Franklin. And what is your social security number, Becky?
42049-7464.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And then I have Becky, PATE57@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then for your phone number, I have 256-470-0088. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your address, please?
1000 Baltimore Avenue, apartment 82.
Hold on. Baltimore Avenue.
Albertville, Alabama.
And that's apartment 82. Thank
yes.
you. How far away are you guys from, say, Mobile?
That I wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, you're a long ways. You're way up in the north part of the state. I'm looking on the map. My aunt's from Mobile. Oh, you're way up there. Okay. Now, the doctor... When you got administered, that was medical staff, correct? You told me that it was at the home, the group home that gave you the shot, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so if you got the shot, let's see. Let me look at something here. So were the people at the group home, were they actual medical staff? Did you do it yourself? Was it a doctor that came in? Do you remember?
It was like the nurses there.
Okay.
That gave it to me.
And you got it every 3 months, and you got it for all those years. Is that correct? From 2009. So that's basically four times a year. How many? That would add up to like 40 shots. Could you tell me how many times you think you in total got injected with the Depo-Provera? Total number of shots you received? And just as best as you could remember.
It's like every, like 3 months, but I get it on the first of the month.
Okay. So, and you did it for 10 years, correct?
Yes.
So you did it 4 times a year for 10 years, correct? Mm-hmm. Is that about right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you probably don't remember, but do you remember the name of the group home? And maybe your husband might. What's the name of the group home?
Tri-County Group Homes.
Tri-County. Thank you. Okay. I found it. And which location were you in?
I'm in Albertville.
Where was the group home? Was it in Albertville or in Scottsboro?
Scottsboro.
Scottsboro. There it is. Okay, thank you. Let me just do some copying and pasting. Do you remember, and if you don't, that's okay. I can put staff, but do you remember the name of any one of the nurses? It could be any one of them that gave it to you.
Well, sometimes it would be the old nurse or her daughter.
Do you know her name?
Well, yes.
What was her name?
Pat McCoy.
McCoy. Thank you.
If you need the other one's name, it was Chastity Perkins.
I'll put that in there as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pam McCoy, Chastity Perkins.
And everybody in that group home was taking it. The young females were taking it. And one of the females died from it.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And she was like my best friend.
Now, so was it the Tri-County? Well, let me go back. The prescribing doctor, the ones that gave, that would have been Tri-County Skills as well, right? They're the ones that prescribed it to you. Do you know where they got it from? It's okay if you don't.
That I don't know, because okay. I couldn't remember.
Okay. Do you remember if you got, like, any prescriptions at, like, a local Walgreens or anything like that for the meningioma?
Mm-mm. Because they never did give me no medicine for that at all.
What about, they didn't, so are they just told you to come back? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put this in here. Then, so we know you went to Piedmont. Let me pull that back up too. And that's where you got your diagnosis. Do you remember the doctor at Piedmont? If not, that's okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's okay. Just putting the address.
And then Boaz, in here in Boaz, Alabama, I went to go see about my back. I got a tumor in my back, too. My spine.
I'm sorry to hear that. I wonder if they're related. Let me go back. I'm just doing some copying and pasting. So it's attending staff there at Piedmont Mountainside. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so, no, you were not hospitalized for the meningioma?
No.
Now, did they do an MRI or a CT scan? Do you remember?
Either MRI, I just can't remember.
That's just the X-ray.
Yeah.
And they did that at Piedmont also, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me copy and paste some more. You did really good remembering this information. I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I really hate to see Big Pharma get off the hook, especially since you do have the diagnosis. We're just about done, to be honest with you.
All right.
And again, Piedmont Mountainside, are there general hospital? Did you see a specialist when you were at Piedmont? You don't have to remember his name, but did you see a specialist? Was it a neurosurgeon, just a general practitioner? Do you have any idea?
Mm-mm.
Okay. try one more thing here. Tell me if any of these names sound familiar to you. Denise Ray, Leah Hamby, George A. Hurst, Richard B. Hubbard, Paul Neely, John Starris, Jason
Paul
Smith.
Paul.
Okay. I thought one of them would. Paul Neely. He's probably the diagnosing doctor then, as far as you remember, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what does he do? Let me see what he does. Thank you for remembering that.
You're welcome.
Oh, you know, Piedmont's at Walgreens, too. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You can go there and they do a like a video call with them.
Yeah.
You knew that. I didn't know that. Okay.
They just do different things in Georgia than they do in Alabama.
Okay, hang on. Let me jump on Dr. Tom Neely. There he is. Molecular science. He's a good doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, prior to you getting the meningioma, had you ever been diagnosed with cancer prior to that?
No.
Thank you. And so your condition, you've not received any treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to go back for monitoring, but you haven't, if I heard you correctly. Are you planning to go back?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You're just about done. You really are. As follow-up plans. Are you going to go to Piedmont?
I'll have to go to either Gunnersville Hospital or Boaz Hospital.
Okay.
To get checked out again.
Okay. So basically to see where you're at with that. Now, can you confirm for me at Piedmont that your records exist and you'll be able to get them from Piedmont and provide them either by mail or electronically if we're not able to get them?
Yes.
That would be the records that are at Piedmont, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact. This could be your husband, the gentleman I was just talking to. What's his first name?
Christopher.
Christopher? Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. And does Christopher have his own cell phone number?
Yes.
What is his number?
It's 256.
Hi.
256.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Christopher.
Yeah, I don't like to be called Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you like to be called, sir?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. I'm Randy, and my real name's Randall, but you can call me Randy. How's that? Chris, we're just asking for an emergency contact, and we were going to put you down as her husband. Do you have a separate cell phone number, sir?
Hey, Dad.
What is that?
He's talking to his boss right now.
Oh, okay, I'll hang on a second.
All right, you can ask him.
Are you there? Are you there? I'm thinking okay, yes, sir.
Sir, I was we asked for an emergency contact number, and I was just asking for your cell phone number and that case we can't get a hold of your wife.
It is 256 470-5380.
Okay, thank you. Let me just finish. And do you have a separate email, or can we just put her email address?
I got a separate one from her.
What is yours, sir?
It is. Hold on a minute. Let me get to it.
TateC677@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Say that again, please.
It's TateC677@gmail.com.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, sir, for that. I'm just going to finish up this document for your wife here. I do appreciate that. And I'm going to ask her to DocuSign it here in a second. But so far, she does qualify to participate in this claim. Let me just pull it. I do got to do a little copying and pasting from other questions that she's already answered. So I'll have this document ready to go in just a second. And just to confirm, that was apartment 82, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am and sir. And that's what I'm putting in there. And for 82. And then we got to go back up Tri-County Facility. Staff.
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I tell the lawyer that when they was giving, trying to get the shot to me?
Hello?
I'm with you.
And I didn't really want the shot because of put me overweight, and I can't do that. And tell the lawyers that they were, and I told them I didn't want the shot, and they were going to have two guys come in there and hold me down and give it to me.
You absolutely want to tell the lawyer that.
Okay.
I'll put it in the notes here. Bear with me, though. So we know that as far as the pharmacy, the only thing you know of is that they brought it in at Tri-County Developmental Skills Center,
yes,
correct?
They got it from a doctor.
They got it
from Scottsboro, and they'll send it to them.
Okay. You don't remember what doctor it was, though, do you?
No.
Okay. No, I know it's prescribed. They couldn't have just got it on their own. I do know that. But I'll get it here. That they'll have that information as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're still doing it, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my problem is I ain't got $9.
And then 6851.
If I had coffee in the morning, that'd be good thing to work.
And you say you were a minor, and they did not seek your permission to give you the shot.
Yes.
Okay. Let me put
that in. I was 15 at the time. Going on. 16.
Yeah, I'm fixing to go get some hay and take it over to the pasture.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Permission.
Do what?
Okay.
$40, I think.
Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Huh?
They sent me papers, but...
Oh, that's so well over...
And then when they called, they told me they couldn't do
that.
So you've never signed documents, though?
Four.
No.
Okay. Hang on a second here.
Yeah, that's a big old road. Yeah. I can sit there and push them around with ease.
Okay. Okay. All right. You with me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm writing this number down. And then I'm going to send you the document. You qualify. You meet the criteria. And I did put that in the notes about that you were a minor. And you did not give permission to use depo. And the attorney has a question. He could clarify that. So hold on a second. Oops.
No.
It's doing its thing.
Yeah, they're supposed to win. Dude, Leslie.
Sorry, he's on the phone.
Okay, no, it's all right. That's all right.
up in the air. I think, what was it, Tuesday night, honey? We was over there, and dude, his whole face, his whole arms were swollen.
Yeah.
And his hole and his hole, and his bottom, where it used to be big, dude, it's closing up.
And Becky, just to confirm.
Is it smaller now?
256, it's snowing. It's snowing in Alabama. You guys are really up north. 256-470-0088.
All
right. Okay. All right, I'm sending you a document right now. It's going to come to you via text message. If you could go ahead and click on that message, you should have it there right now. First thing it's going to ask you to do is agree to consent and receive information from me electronically. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do it then. You probably know better than me.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'm going to send you a text message that has the attorney's phone number on it. They're going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, and you can tell them exactly what you told me. But most of it you've already answered. So what's going to end up happening is they'll just basically give you an introduction call. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to ask them as well. Okay. You doing okay with that document?
Yeah, it's just saying stuff and it wants me to do it. This site ask for permission. Okay. I don't know. Okay, there it goes.
Yeah, sometimes if you're in a rural area, it takes its time.
My phone, it's weird.
Take your time, ma'am. And that's actually all you need to do is sign that document, and then you're done. I sent you the attorney information. I sent you my information. And it looks like you're done. Hold on.
I'm still signed.
It's almost.
I couldn't get my whole last name on there.
You could press clear and do it again a little smaller if you want. Yeah, that helps sometimes too, actually. And at the end, you don't have to do the app for DocuSign. It's going to automatically put a copy of this retainer agreement into your inbox. So you'll have a copy of it.
All right. It's done.
Okay. Now, I did send you a text message. Watch for that call from the attorneys. If they need to, they'll leave you a voice message, okay? So if they don't get a hold of you, so that's cool. That's going to be, and let me just make sure I have the document. Okay, completed. And again, please don't forget to pass on my name and number. You had mentioned that you know some other ladies that took depo. I imagine that's friends from the group home.
Yes.
Please pass on my name and number to anybody that I can be of assistance to. Do not let Pfizer off the hook on this one, Becky. Other than that, you're all set for now, so just wait to hear from that attorney. And if you have any additional questions, you can ask them or you could reach out to me, okay, young lady?
All right.
Tell Chris thank you very much for his help. He actually answered some questions that you and I perhaps might not have known, so that truly helped get this claim filed. So if I have additional questions, I'll reach back out to you. That would be on a 949 number, okay, young lady?
All right.
All right. You guys have a blessed day, okay?
You too.
Thank you, ma'am.